It's where it all began. It's the Murray Hour. Here on Triple A Murray Country.
Well, good afternoon, all you mob out there. Welcome to another afternoon of Murray Hour. I'll take you through till 3 o'clock this afternoon. But before I start, I'd like to pay my respects and acknowledgement to the custodians of the land on which we are broadcasting from this afternoon. And also pay my respects to elders past and present. And a big hello to everyone wherever you are around this beautiful city of Meanjin and this beautiful country of Australia or wherever you are in the world. I hope you're enjoying your afternoon or evening or wherever you are. And, hey, I'd like to welcome in the studio this afternoon my special guest who's coming to have a yarn with us this afternoon. And, I've got Mark the Shark here who's teeing up all the songs and whatnot. And, I want to say welcome to Dr. John Bingley this afternoon. Welcome to the studio.
Hey, Maggie, thanks. It's great to be here. And can I acknowledge the custodians of the land we're on as well? Thanks.
Thank you. And I wanted to ask in for yarn here. And because I'm not new to the show, or you could say I'm new to the show, but I'm looking to get, visitors in, to have a yarn, people from in the community, Indigenous, non-Indigenous, just to have a yarn about, what you do in the community and, Tell us a little bit about yourself, John.
Oh, Maggie, sure, I can tell you a little bit. You and I are the same age, so we're just nearly getting to middle age. And I work at some of the local hospitals as a vascular surgeon. I grew up in Mackay in North Queensland, North Central Queensland, and have been working down here in Meanjin for 2 decades. But got three kids all in their adulthood. Life's okay.
And John, you your family, your children, adult children, deadly musos, in their own right and stuff like that, and a foodie, with Annie and your place here in Milton or her place in Milton, what a lovely place to go and have a bead or a yarn there. But you were brought up in North Queensland, up in Mackay?
Yeah, we moved there when I was a little kid. And spent all my primary school years there, and then don't know what I did wrong. Got sent away to boarding school. Spent 5 years at boarding school.
Boarding school. I know what boarding.
Mum's not listening.
I know what boarding school's like because I've been to a couple. One was, All Souls in St Gabriel's. It was known then back in the 70s in Charters Towers, and Slade School in Warwick. So. Know what boarding school's like, and I was just only talking about reunions. Like, I didn't have much of a good experience at boarding school. I haven't been back to a reunion as such since, I don't know, probably because, experience at boarding school and, back then, there was a lot of racism at boarding school directed at myself as well as Indigenous kids at school, bullying and that. And you as a non-Indigenous person and, your experience at boarding school, how was that?
Yeah, so I didn't have that burden that you did of the targeting, but it's a long way to go away from home when you're 12 years old. Mm-hmm. I think my memory is the first, 2 months were just sort of this harrowing, what they dismiss as homesickness, right? But it's just trauma. And then you just got to survive. So you find a way of surviving, shut down your emotions, control things like that and get on and do what you got to do.
Yeah. That's what I was saying the other day about, getting on with what needs to be done, regardless of what a person's going through. For myself, there's a lot of things that a person goes through, but having to keep it all together to get, not your sanity, but to what you need to be doing in your life, your journey,
looking after
your own
yourself,
pace.
Looking after the person that you are. I think that's important. And it's a lot of emotional stuff goes on when you're a teenager, and boarding school doesn't develop that terribly well. You're sort of in this frozen state, if you like. Not everyone gets it back,
So, growing up, what was it that in your life that made you want to become a doctor, a surgeon, or what inspired you?
That's, I really wish I had a great story about that, but this is a really selfish story.
Oh.
So I've got to be honest, right? Can I just quickly say that it's what keeps me in the job that mm-hmm. I find more interesting, because I it turns out that I really enjoy it, and I particularly enjoy the story that come with a group of patients I see who struggle especially with long-standing disease.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a place that I'm comfortable and think I do the best work that I do in. But I can well remember grade 8 at boarding school at the end of the year, the big brothers in the boarding house were trying to work out what they were going to do, and the Courier Mail publishes a list of, what you had to... what TE score in those days it was you needed to get into whatever course it was, and medicine was the hardest thing to get into. I thought, why don't we try for that? But, it was as shallow as that. It wasn't. I liked science, but I didn't know I was going to enjoy being a doctor. Mm. I had no idea.
It's I think we come to a point in our lives where, for me, I'm thinking, I didn't plan on becoming any of the things that I've done so far.
Yeah.
And I call myself a bit of a dabbler in this, poetry, in the arts and stuff like that. So it's funny how over the years, I think you more mature more, you have more of a sense of where you're going, what direction you want to go in.
Yeah.
And I think doing this, for me, I think I found my fit, and I love doing this.
Yeah.
I'm a talker. I like to talk or perform, sing or whatever. So this is another... feather in my cap, I suppose, doing this. So, so I found my bit. So, but we'll talk a bit more after our next song break here.
Left my car on a pitch black night. I couldn't see left and I couldn't see right. My way through the bush and the scrub. No damn car, no damn pub. I'm coming for you and I won't look back. Say when. for you and I won't look back. I'm coming for you and I won't look back. I'm coming for you and I won't look back. I'm coming for you and I won't look back. I'm coming for you and I won't look back. I'm coming for you and I won't look back. I'm coming for you and I won't look back.
Hey guys, it's Lane Pippen, you're listening to Triple A Murray Country.
Looking for a song. living in your world. Life is not a mystery, you can feel the beat. Living in the dream time is living in your world. Life is not a mystery, you can feel the beat. Is living in your world. Living in the dream time is living in your world.
a drunk in the midnight choir. I have tried in my way to be free.
Into the Murray Hour here on Triple A Murray Country.
Yeah, getting back to our special guest here in the studio this afternoon, Dr. John Bingley. And you're tuned in at 98.9 FM on your dial. And if not, download the iHeart app where you can listen to us anywhere in the world. So getting back to John Bingley, we were talking about... what was your inspiration, you know, to go into medicine and and finding, I don't know, we spoke about, you know, off air, but, you know, finding your niche where you're meant to be, or I suppose everyone goes through that, you know, like sometimes like with me, do things over and this and that, but feeling comfortable in all of that, but like finding a niche that's like, oh, this is all right, this is a good fit for me.
Yeah, I mean, I've sort of, taken a path down towards becoming a counsellor.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll stop doing my clinical surgical work and take that role on, and that's just something I couldn't have done that 15, 20 years ago. It wasn't the person I was.
Yeah.
But I think it's a good place for me now.
Yeah, and we go through, like, phases in our lives, you know, each decade and that. So I think over the years, like, we do wear many hats. You know, but that's a big leap or thing. But it's just finding your niche where you, like, you've done, like, your surgery, like vascular surgery and all that.
Yeah.
And to go to another field of work after all that, like you feel you need to do more or...
Yeah, a couple of things, Maggie. One is I've found a group of patients who don't get all that well served generally. They're patients with long-standing ulcers on their legs. And what I came to realise was that they actually need to have their story heard. And so you've got to spend some time and listen and and just keep asking questions to understand why the situation and how it came to be what it is. And I think I found if you can do that reasonably and understand their story, you can be a great help to them. Whereas otherwise, you know, people have had these wounds for 10, 15 years and have just feel like between everything, it's failed to work.
Mm.
Trying to work out, you know, taking somebody back from that space is a long way to come, and it doesn't happen quickly. So it's not quick fix surgery. In fact, mostly there's not surgery involved in it.
Mm.
That's where I found myself, and that's what I think I do best at the moment, and counselling's an extension of that as far as I can see.
Yeah, that's right, because like when people come home from hospital, you know, like they've been in hospital, they've been treated by a surgeon or doctor, and like I've been in hospital that many times over the years, and when you come home from hospital, there's no sort of like follow-up, I don't know, like to deal with your mental state or, you know, especially it goes hand in hand, I suppose, your physical state with your mental state as
absolutely.
Well. And, like,
absolutely.
You're thinking along the lines of, like, following that up and going, yeah, because, like, you don't see your surgeon after you've had your operation. Like, you get sent home and that's it, or do you come back for follow-up or something. But the mental state, like, counselling is really needed too, you know, after going through something like surgery and stuff like
I think so. And within the hospitals themselves, there's a lot of stress within the, you know, within the profession or within the professions, you know, nursing and allied health and medicine and the administrative team. They you know, hospitals are not an easy place to be. It doesn't matter what your reason you're there for.
You know? High stress levels there, right?
Yeah, there's a lot to think about and a lot to talk about.
And so they can, you know, that can affect people's, you know, one's mind.
Absolutely, that's right. And to have your voice heard, especially if you've felt like the system hasn't touched you particularly well across the last couple of decades. But to have your voice heard is actually very, very important. Our system doesn't structure that very well.
Well, you know, I commend you for doing that, John, because finding your, I don't know, like true calling, or I don't know if it's your true calling, but like I think you feel within yourself that, like you said before, you could do more.
It feels like that. Yeah, that's right.
And if it's right for you, do it. Like yeah. You know, so. And I think, yeah, I get like that too sometimes, you know, like finding something, oh, I think I'm repeating myself now, but I tend to do that anyway, that's me. But
here you are, you know, and I've seen you elsewhere, and I know how good you are at getting conversation going. And actually, you do it of yourself, this counselling bit, really. You're very good at bringing conversation into a deeper plane than it otherwise might be, you know. And your poetry does that sometimes.
Yes, getting to poetry. We'll have a bit of yarn about poetry because you love poetry as well. I don't know, we come back after this and yarn a bit more about your love of poetry and all things poetry.
Yep.
Heavy Vehicle License through ProDrive. They can teach you to be a professional driver in MR, HR, HC or any class licensing to start you on your new career path. At ProDrive, real professional truck drivers will teach you real-world driving skills with a high test pass rate. So girls and guys, contact ProDrive now at ipswichprodrive.com.au.
Station sponsor.
Heading into town by the fire sign, up a hit 1 mile, mama naked child by the highway. Flash four-wheel drive, only wanna ride to the other side. Don't try and hide behind your window today. I bet your weekly wage could pay my ransom and free me from this and fly infested castle. And in the wake of those who've gone, I left behind the blues. How many furlongs can we step in Johnny Walker's shoes? Town, you better watch out if you think you're winning. On a pension day when the old and gray ask what would I say in the gambling den of timing. A little less of the calm and a bit more fusion. The Kintos lost a month.
It's where it all began. It's the Murray Hour. Here on AAA Murray Country.
And we're back in the studio with Dr. John Bingley from the Mater Hospital. We're having a good old yarn here this afternoon. I'm thinking now, where were we? We were yarning before the songs about, we spoke about your inspiration and also, I don't know, you know, people have like a sea change, eh, where they go to, like they move somewhere else in one point in their lives and that, you know, they go there. So what you're doing is on a, I don't know, like a change of, yeah.
Tree change.
Tree change. Oh, yeah. Tree change. Yeah, so I commend you for doing that, like, because we are in need of a lot of counsellors. You know, counselling these days, and especially with people with mental health and, you know, needing someone to talk to, you know, someone who's an ear, you know, someone who can listen, you know, and and it's good to get things off your chest. You know, people, I think we tend to bottle up a lot of things.
Yeah.
You know, and and counsellors do a lot of good work and, you know, just being there for people who are going through, like, trauma or going through something, you know.
Yeah. You know, the idea of having your story heard and saying it yourself, it's very powerful.
And also, like, I think a release as well, you know. So it's a very tough job too, you know, because you're taking on others, not taking on their problems, but like being a sounding board and that, you know. And then being mindful of that too, like down the track, who counsels the counsellor?
That's a good question, isn't it? Yeah, that's right. I think, you know, there's this idea of having a supervisor as part of the structure. That's counselling and psychology and psychiatry do that much better than other parts of healthcare. So, which I suspect is why there's all that stress wound up in the system that, that I work in.
And I'm thinking about poetry. When I'm stressed or that, I find writing therapeutic, whether it push the pen or push the button or whatever, you know, if you're writing. You like poetry. You love being at, but you don't write poetry, but you just love hearing poetry, reading poetry.
It's true. It's true. I confess.
Yeah.
It's true. I can hear. My dad had a lovely speaking voice, and I could hear him reciting poetry. He and Mum always had an interest, and Mum was an English teacher. And I think poetry does something that, that just normal text doesn't do. It lets you spend a bit of time thinking. It, in fact, it forces you to think because it's it's not necessarily obvious, right? And you can very efficiently capture something quite profound with a poem, which often takes a lot of words otherwise. Well, you can do it with other forms of art as well. It's a piece of art.
It is. And, you know, when I was young, you know, like we're talking about different phases, I used to think, I'm talking about in my teens, like 15, 16, okay? Even like late teens, like early 20s, I wasn't really interested in poetry. You know, poetry was boring. So it's funny how life turns out. Like all these years later, I thought I'd be writing poetry, reciting poetry. So
yeah, I think we first met.
It's a journey.
Met, right?
I think we all go, you know, on journeys, I suppose, yeah.
We first met with you reading poetry? No, it was comedy.
Oh,
but then you did the poetry.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we'd done comedy at the Mongrel Bar and Bistro there in Mongrel, in Milton. that was with Leon Farlwood and Kai Ambram. We had our comedy show there, Funny Blacks Are Us. We had two full shows, but it was packed out. No, it was really good. Then started talking about poetry and then, yeah. So,
yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, still thinking, but well, look what time it is there. I tell you what, that's what happens time just marches on. But anyway, we'll go to a break.
How did you do that magic?
Safe place for kids to play. Teachers ought to get doctors and lawyers pay. I don't know about you, but if you ask me, that's how it ought to be. Cold beer ought to be too cold to hold. Something good about somebody's all it ought to be told. The world ought to try a piece of mama's chicken. Feel the love around her tabletop in the kitchen. A buggy full of groceries ought to be cheaper than rent. Don't know why it ain't, but if you ask me, that's how it ought to be. Cold beer ought to be too cold to hold. Something good about somebody's all it ought to be told. The world ought to try a piece of mama's chicken. Feel the love around her tabletop in the kitchen.
So it's that time of the hour, I think. I'd like to thank my special guest here in the studio today, Dr. John Bingley from the Mater Hospital. Thank you for your company this afternoon and for your yarn.
Oh, Maggie, thank you very much. What an honour to come and speak with you. Thank you so much.
No worries. And also Mark the Shark there, thank you again. And okie dokie, I'll see you later.
of the Most High. I see so much praises, it makes me want to cry. Now I'm singing just for you, so all can recognize.
Yeah.